Shalom and welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Psalm 147. If Psalm 145 was an extension of the motif of the individual attempting to call out to God, as discussed in the previous analysis, this psalm engages with the collective. Recall that Asheri straddles the two poles of praising God, the one soul, Aromimcha, I will call out, versus the group, Dor Lador, Yishabach, one generation to another. Our psalm explores the nature of that group, that populace who call out. Are they random humans, Israelites in Jerusalem, or perhaps nature itself joins in? Hallelujah, ki tov zamra Eloheinu, ki na'im navatila. Bonei Yerushalayim Adonai netchei Yisrael yichanes. Harofei l'shivurei lev, u'mechabesh la'atzbotam. Monei mispar l'kochavim, l'chulam shemot yikra, gadol Adonainu v'rav koach, l'tvunato ein mispar. Hallelujah. It's good to sing for us, to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and praise is seemly. The Lord builds up Jerusalem, gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds their wounds. He counts the number of the stars, calls them by their names. Great is the Lord. Great power. His understanding is infinite. Ein mispar. It begins with we, who praise him, for it is good to praise our God, pleasant, seemly. The transition is made from one to the many, and perhaps the people is Israel, who praise God for building Jerusalem as he gathers them from the corners of the earth. Sforno, as usual, contextualizes and says it refers to the days of Cyrus, who builds up the city. Sforno continues to explain the praise of healing the brokenhearted as referring to Ezra, who taught that generation Torah and cleansed the generation from illicit relationships in order to prepare them to become God's nation. An antidote for their maladies, Rofei L'Shvurei Lev. Verse 5 continues with the collective theme, Great is our Lord, which reminds us of the verse in Ashrei, which says Gadol Hashem, but here it says Gadol Adonenu. Note that the final words of Ein Mispar, there's no number, parallel that verse in Ashrei, which says Ein Cheker, there's no comprehension. At the point, another praise is presented, followed by a response from the collective. At this point, another praise is presented, followed by a response from the collective. Me'odeid ha'bevim Adonai, mashpil r'sheim ha'de'aretz. He lifts up the humble and casts down the wicked. And nu l'Adonai b'todah, zamru l'aleinu v'chinor. Sing out to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise to him. Ha'mechaseh shamayim ba'avim, ha'mechin la'aretz matar, matzmiach harim chatzir, noten libema lachma, l'mnei rev, yishir yikrav, lo b'purat, sasus yispats, lo shakeh yishir etzeh. God covers the heavens with clouds, prepares the rain for earth, makes grass grow on the mountains, gives beasts the food. He does not delight in the strength of the horse, nor does he take any pleasure in the legs of a man, but the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his loving kindness. God is me'odeid anavim, supporting the poor. At the same time, mashpil reshaim, casting down the evil, balancing out the world and justice. Radak and Sforno see this as contrasting the previous one, speaking of God's supreme greatness, saying that despite the fact that God's governance is infinite and incomprehensible, he's nevertheless immanent, involved, and concerned with our world, our plight, and restoring moral balance to the world. Verse 7 introducing a new idea, but it fits in well with our thesis that the psalm desires to develop a communal collective praise of God beyond the thoughts of one righteous soul. Therefore, enu l'Hashem b'todah, answer to God with thanksgiving, reflecting a desire to call out to the populace and have them respond in kind, thereby building up the base of those praising. The next verses in the section seem to expand on the idea we mentioned regarding God's omnipotence and transcendence, and yet his desire to be involved in the world, helping his adherents and making sure the world he created is an ideal place for us to live. On the one hand, verse 8 praises God's governance over nature, covering the clouds, making sure it rains, providing sustenance to the animals. On the other, he cares especially for those who fear him, those who yearn for his chesed. Rotzeh Hashem et yireyav reminds us of Ashrei's Ritzon Hashem yireyav. At this point, the style of the psalm shifts. It includes a personification of Jerusalem. Personification is prevalent in many of the psalms. It means when you take an inanimate object and you make it into it as if it's alive. Particularly the songs we sing for Kabbalat Shabbat, Psalms 95 to 99 has phrases like, let the heavens rejoice, let the earth dance, the sea roar, the fields and all around them sing out. We're so enamored with our notion of God's presence, his involvement in our lives and his relationship with us that we collectively call out in unison in praise. But we're not alone in this endeavor. Nature joins in. The elements feel the awe of the Lord as well as share the joy of our faith. In verses 12 to 14, the psalmist directs his words to Jerusalem, encouraging her to call out to God. Shabchi Yerushalayim et Hashem, to praise him for all he has done to the beautiful city. It's a unique way to integrate the praise of Israel with her homeland and Jerusalem as her capital. Implicit in this message is that we turn to God not only for our lives, our sustenance, our history, but also for providing us with a home, a perfect land, a holy city, a unifying center for his special nation. Turning to Jerusalem and encouraging her to praise God is the psalmist's way of acknowledging the precious gift called Israel, and that when the nation comes together from the exile and inhabits its borders, this is a unique opportunity, but also for the city herself. Shalchi Yerushalayim et Hashem Ali al Hayach Tzion ki chizak b'richei shareich beirach banayich b'kirbech. For he has strengthened the bars of your gates, speaking to Jerusalem. He has blessed your children within you. Hasam guleich shalom chelev chitim yesbiyech. He makes peace in your borders and fills you with the finest of wheat. The psalm continues, Hashaleach imrato aretz ad meira yerutz dvaro. He sends forth his commandment upon earth. His word runs swiftly. Hanatek shelek hatzamer kvor ke'efer yifazer. He gives snow like wool, scatters snow like ashes or sleet. Mashlich karcho kfitim lifnei karato miyamod. He casts forth ice like morses who can stand before his cold. Yishlach dvaro miriam seim. Yashev rucho yizlumayim. He sends out his word and he melts it, causes wind to blow and the waters flow. Magid varav Yaakov chukav mishpatav Yisrael lo asachen lechogoy mishpatim bal yedum haluyah. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and judgments to Israel. He has not dealt so with any other nation. As for his ordinances, they have not known them. Hallelujah. Verses 15 to 18 parallel verses 8 to 10, presenting God praise about God's involvement in the world, in nature, in the order of the world. Rain, snow, causing the wind to blow and the waters to flow. The description is about God alone and his governance of the world, reminding us that nobody can stand before his cold. God's word melts the snow and the cycle of nature continues. The section is a praise of God in the world, similar to the earlier form of praise, that remind us that the collective praise God, not for the objective good that he creates in the world, rather it's a subjective praise to Israel and the special relationship God fosters with his nation. After all, Magid Dvarav Yaakov Chukav Mishpatav Yisrael. He declares his word to Jacob, his laws to Israel. The final verse makes it even clearer. Lo asachen l'chol goy. He did not do this for other nations. We emerge with an understanding that the second psalm, which expands Psalm 145, focusing on the praising of God on the collective level, the level of the nation of Israel, who due to God's grace is returned to Israel to build up Jerusalem. From Jerusalem and with Jerusalem, they call out to God, sing his praises, acknowledge God's greatness, both in the objective realm of creating nature, fashioning the world, but more significantly in the special relationship God has with his nation, those who fear him, those who yearn for his loving kindness. Only this way does the journey of the one to the many continue to progress and lead us to the majestic climax of world consciousness of God, a level we will appreciate once reaching the final psalm.